Lindsay, I guess first and foremost, could you have drawn it up this way? Could you ever imagine having this kind of season?
Well, I think it's always a dream of us to have a great season. I know it's a little twist on your question, but I don't think that it's something that we thought about too much in the beginning of the year because we just wanted to play our best and see what came from that.
When you look at how last year went, going so deep into the NCAA tournament, does it feel like Frozen Four or bust for you and your teammates right now, you think?
I think that last year, going to the Frozen Four was definitely an extremely exciting experience. Yeah. And a lot of teams might think that we've made it. We've made it to the Frozen Four, but that left us with a feeling of hunger, and we want to go further this year.
Lindsay Browning, our guest here on BTL, junior goaltender for the number one ranked Cornell women's hockey team, the Big Red, 27-1-3 on the season. Lindsay, your numbers are outrageous. 27 wins, which is the most in a single season in program history. You've got a .953 save percentage, which is most in a single season right now. You've got 11 shutouts, which is tied with Amanda Mazzotta, who was one of the best to ever do it. You're putting up numbers like that. Do you recognize that? Do you pay attention to that stuff? Or do you try to just kind of let it go by the wayside and focus on what's coming up for you?
I definitely actually try not to look at the statistics. Usually when people mention them, I'm pretty surprised to hear them. It helps me a lot to just focus in the moment and focus on the task at hand. But I have to give a lot of credit to the team for any stats that do show up there, because when you get as little as 10 shots a game, it makes my life really easy, and it definitely does help pad the stats.
I believe it. Well, to me it's so cool because as a sophomore last year, you made 6 starts, so you saw some decent amount of time. But now that you've taken over the reins here, taken over for Marlon Boissonneau, who was a great netminder in her own right, I mean, what's been different for you from last year to this year to where you're putting up record-breaking numbers like you are?
Well, I think I have to owe a lot of credit to Marlon in that case, because she was a huge mentor for me. She taught me a lot of the ropes to goaltending, and I think having her as that mentor and that person to look up to for the past 2 years set me up really well to try and fill those really big shoes that she left for us this year.
You mentioned that she taught you a lot of the ropes. What do you feel like the biggest lesson you learned from her was?
I think that's a tough one. I think her confidence is what really shows. When you saw her in net, you knew that she was going to stop that puck, and she knew that she was going to stop that puck too. And I think that got into other teams' heads a lot of the time. And I try to exude that same confidence on the ice now. I don't know if I do, but I sure try to.
Lindsay Browning, our guest here on BTL, junior goaltender for the number one ranked Cornell women's hockey team, the Big Red, back at it on Saturday against Harvard in the semifinals of the ECAC hockey tournament. What do you feel like has improved the most when it comes to your play from, maybe even your freshman year to where you are now as a junior? What has really, really gotten better and really, really progressed, you think?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think a lot of things have improved since freshman year. I think mainly probably my focus in net and that confidence too. Freshman year I came in and, we had Marlon, who was playing with Team Canada at the time. That was a really intimidating thing for me. And a lot of times I almost felt like I didn't deserve to be there, even though I was told so many times otherwise that everybody on the team is important. And it's so true. But I just felt so overwhelmed with everything at that time. And I think now that I finally have, time management down and scheduling things, even things as small as that, that helps me a lot in confidence and being able to focus on hockey more than I was back then.
Chatting with some of your teammates in the past, the general consensus that I get with your team is that you're a family. You've got a lot of talent on the ice, but sometimes the camaraderie on and off the ice is what makes the difference. Do you feel like that's the case? Where does that come from, that camaraderie and that family feeling?
Oh, absolutely. I really can't think of another word other than family to describe our team. Yeah. We always want to describe our team as a family, but this year I think we embody that even more than ever. We are always hanging out with each other off the ice, outside of practice, and sometimes we're here for 5 hours a day. You think we have enough of each other, but we always want to hang out with each other more. We'll have board games nights. That was The Bachelorette is on. We watch that. Bachelor. We watch that every Monday night together as a team. And it's just something about walking into the locker room every day and seeing everyone's smiling faces that we're there to support each other, and more than ever this year than other years. That's just something that's truly special, I think, about our team this year.
Lindsay Browning, our guest here on BTL, of the Cornell women's hockey team, number one team in the nation, junior goaltender, keeps raking in all of the awards, recently named a finalist for ECAC Goalie of the Year. You know, people would look at the record and just assume that you guys are breezing right through the competition with 27 wins, one loss, and three ties. But I feel like there has been a really tough obstacle throughout the course of the regular season and even the postseason that you've had to overcome. Can you pinpoint what that has been and how you guys have been able to get past that?
We always have our obstacles, small and large. Even every weekend, every practice, there's something we can work on. Better. I think our biggest obstacle, I guess, is ourselves and making sure that we stay down to earth. We're always pushing ourselves to be the best we can be, because it's easy to become complacent when you end up winning so much. But I think that's another thing that's special about our team this year, is that we're always humble and we're always hungry. And I think that has really been our driving factor to help us also get over that obstacle.
Well, it's a big weekend for you and the team as you host ECACs. You've got Harvard coming up on Saturday afternoon. Of course, you'd like to get into Sunday and win another ECAC title. But to focus on the Crimson and that matchup on Saturday, you took care of business against them twice throughout the course of the season. You outscored them 11-1, and you played very well between the pipes. But what do you remember about those games? What are going to be some of the keys to securing a win in the semis in order to play in Sunday's championship?
I think it's similar to the obstacles that we've faced this year, is to stay down to earth, focus on the moment. This game is going to be a completely unique game than regular season. The off season is a completely different game. And both teams, it's our season on the line pretty much. And so we're just going to be coming out with a ferocity that is pretty much unmatched from the regular season.
Hey, Lindsay, I know it's a little early to say congratulations, but it has been an unbelievable year for you, just rewriting the record books. You and your team, just so fun to watch. Good luck this weekend. Go get them, and I'm sure we'll be chatting with you soon, okay?
Hey, thank you so much.